Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome this week to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. My friend and acting partner and all kind of other stuff, business partner. I met her a few years back, messed with on a Dale Wallace production. So we've been friends ever since and been working together on different projects and stuff. So we stay in touch. And I want to introduce the world to her. Introduce her to the world, Miss Colette Coco Maria Owens. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well, friend. How are you?
I'm good. Finally got a chance to get you on the show so we can kind of talk about you and your world and what's going on. Who are you? Where you from? Where you going? And how come?
Oh, Lord, all of that.
We just want to get a chance to know you.
Right. No, I appreciate you having me on your podcast. We have definitely been trying to do this for a minute, but I don't know where to start. Like you said, my name is Colette Maria Owens. I am a native of Indianapolis. Shout out to Naptown. Born and raised. I've lived several places and somehow landed up in sunny California. I'm still trying to figure all that out.
What brings you to California?
So, you know, it's interesting story. I came to California just 6 years ago, and I was only going to stay for 6 months. I had just moved to Atlanta, just signed my lease, and a friend called me to California and said, hey, come out to visit. We're doing some things in the insurance world. And, you know, come on out here and let me show you. So he flew me and I had a team of people working with me. We all flew out here. The plan was to work, learn the insurance industry for 6 months. And then I was going to fly back home to my new spot that I'd only been in like a week. And the company, they agreed to pay my rent and everything and keep it up while I was out here. And long story short, let's back up. Prior to that, I was recently divorced. And so, you know, I was married 20 years, trying to figure out what we're going to do with your life afterwards when you're over 40, mm-hmm. No kids at home, everybody's gone. And I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? So I said, you know what? Let's go back to what I like to do. I like to sing and act and do all this stuff. I'm going to move to Georgia and I'm going to make it big, right? So that's why I was moving to Georgia. When I came to California for insurance, somebody got wind that I was a singer and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, hey, what are you doing out here in Cali? And I was like, oh, nothing. When I go back to Georgia, and they're like, but this is California. You're not going to try anything here. And I was like, no, when I get back to Georgia, I'm going to do this and that. And they were like, so do you realize where you are? And honestly, I did not. California was so off my radar that it never even dawned on me that I was in the hub. Yeah,
this the place where you,
yeah. Right. And everybody's like, so you're an actress and singer, but you're not doing anything. And I said, oh, wait, you're right. I just didn't even think about it. And so I had this thing and I said, yeah, I've got this thing called Backstage. This is how new to this I was. I knew nothing, but I had demo reels because I'd gotten signed with this agency when I was in Ohio. And so I had all this stuff, but nothing to do with it. I had reels and all these camera and like commercial spot things I had done. And so I said, well, I've got this Backstage thing, supposed to be like a year. And they're like, yeah, Backstage, that's what you go on to audition. They're like, you have that for free for a year? Yeah, I don't know what to do. And so that's how I ended up meeting you. I went on Backstage, put all my stuff in and did some auditions or applied to audition. And Adele Wallace was one of the people who came back to me and said, hey, I'd love for you to audition for this part. And I auditioned. I was so scared. I sat outside his audition watching all these young girls go in. And I was like, there's no way. there's no way my old behind can even, what am I doing? Go home. But something made me go on in there. And here I am 6 years later. I've done tons of movies, you know, with Adele and with some other wonderful directors. A lot of background
couple
work.
Plays too, huh?
Plays. Right, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and never went back to Atlanta.
What happened to your apartment? Okay.
Well, I had to let it go.
Wow.
And the furniture that I had.
Oh, my God.
I just let it all go. And yeah. And I haven't left. I'm still here. Every day I'm like, am I staying? Am I staying? Am I still staying? You know, and here we are 6 years in.
Hey, do you remember the first when you did the audition? What was that? What was the play or the deal was?
It was Miss Daisy.
But you remember, what was the name of the project we was working on? I can't remember.
It was Between the Sheets.
Oh, Between the Sheets. Yeah.
It was Between the Sheets. It was the play.
Yeah,
and I was playing Miss Daisy.
Oh yeah, you played that part.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we actually made a movie out of that. It's on. Yeah, it's still on Amazon Prime. Yeah,
it is still on Amazon Prime. So
between the sheets.
Yes.
Look it up. It's pretty interesting. We've done
quite a bit since then. We've got the movie on Tubi that we did with the
First Family.
First Family. Yeah, you were in that as well.
Small cameos. I do my little pieces. Small
cameo, yes.
Yeah, I'm not.
And that's on Tubi, right? Yeah.
Tubi. I think it's on Tubi, yeah.
It's on Tubi. Uh-huh.
Man, we've been around. We did some stuff. We had a lot of background, you know, in behind the scenes fun. And we always had, fun.
Yes. Always had fun.
So let's see. What else? You wrote a book.
I did.
Tell us about that book. How long did it take? What made you come up with that thought of writing a book? What's the backstory?
You know what? It's funny because we talk about, legacy and what you want to leave behind. And I'm a really big believer in leaving a legacy, not just for my friends and my family, but just for people I don't know. I think it's really, really, really important to leave your mark. I feel like I don't want to say it's a burden. I feel like it's a debt that I owe to God, to my creator, to leave this earth a better place than it was when I found it. And that's just, that's kind of like my mission in life, leaving others better off. And it's part of my legacy of love. And if you get the book, you'll see it, what the love is the acronym for. But that's what it is, leaving that legacy. And so I really just, it was so, so inspired. It didn't take me any time. I literally was like, I want to write a book about legacy and I want to leave this to my kids, because what I found is that my children are grown, but they come to me for so many things. Mom, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I thought, man, no one told us when we were having kids at a young age that they were going to go through us. They say when they're 18, they leave the home. No, they don't. No, they don't. And even if they leave the home, they definitely don't leave your heart. Right. And then they have other things. They bring other little creatures into this world. And then you've got a whole nother set of people that you're responsible for.
Got love and guide.
And love and guide. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a lifelong thing. So definitely the message to my children is that. And it's not just for me, but it's for you. It's for anybody who wants to leave a legacy. And so the whole premise behind it is it's not just a book, but it's a journal. It's a keepsake. So then there's space spots in here for you to give to your child, and then your child can give it to their child. You can put the date that you gave it to them. You can write notes about what you think, and then they can write notes. One of the things I thought about too is my grandmother, when she passed away, in my divorce, I lost a lot of all my personal effects in a storage that I couldn't get to. And so it had my father's videos of my dad and my grandmother and all this stuff. So I had nothing. And one of the things I really hate is that I don't remember a lot of the stuff she said. And so part of this writing this book was to make sure that I put down what I think. And so if I give this to not just all of my kids, but to my grandkids, and they all have something, then maybe it's something that can go on and pass down to, you know, generations. And I think that's important, to let your family know what you think about life and God and love and all of those things. So, yeah.
That's kind of cool. Give them a little piece of you, even like some of your great grandkids that would have never meet you, but still that's a part of you going to them.
Exactly.
From you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, and they can still be alive.
Right. Because we say that, right? We're like, you know, they're still here with us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we are, you know, in spirit. I believe that. But now you've got something tangible.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, your grandmother said, mm-hmm. and look, she even wrote it in this book, you know. And then also I have just things that I just think it's a nice heirloom item. And in today's world, everything's digital.
Mm-hmm.
We put so much in the clouds, but it's still nice to have something tangible that you can hold, that you can feel, that you can look back on. So,
and where could they find that book?
You know, they can find it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. They can find it on www.mymessagetomychildren.com. And I believe it's on Barnes and Noble as well. But those are the two main ones that I would say. There's a website, the website. For it, our Amazon.
Cool. Yeah, we'll make sure we have the link.
And of course, they can. Oh, for sure, they can always go on Facebook and join. Follow the page, Message to My Children, and there'll be, like, you know, excerpts of the books and little videos and just stuff to keep up to date.
That's awesome! Congratulations on that completion. I'm sure it took a minute get all the. Legal stuff and the paperwork and the artwork.
It took longer to get it done than I think it did for me to write it. Writing it was pretty easy. I literally knew the 20 things I wanted to say and the format, but it was, all that. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so you also do a little songwriting too, right?
A little bit. I'm more a singer than a songwriter. Okay. I've written a couple of songs. I have, and I'm working now on getting myself back acclimated with the keyboard side of life. I used to know how to sit down, and it's just been so long.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So,
did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Yeah, I lost it last time I learned keyboard. It was in 8th grade. Don't know.
Oh, man. My keyboard is like, it condemns me. It's looking at me right now going, why aren't you over here? I'm like, I'm coming.
remember me? We used to play together all the time.
Right. We used to play. What are you doing? And I walk by and go, I'm okay. Tomorrow.
He gave you the side eye like, yeah, right. Okay.
He's giving me the side eye like, yeah, you wrote that book though.
Yeah. Write a song.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, where do we go from here? You know, when are you going back to Georgia?
No. Oh, man, I tell you, I don't know. You know, my children live in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
My parents are in Indiana. So I went home the last 4 or 5 months. I went home for Thanksgiving and there was all these family events. So I ended up staying until April. Like, I just got back to Cali. And I'm gonna tell you what that taught me. It just reminded me that I don't want to go back there. I don't want to live in Indy. And so
sorry, family. She love y'all, but she love y'all from California.
do you hear me? And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. As far as how long I'll be here, if something should happen. But what I do know is that there's still so much I have to do. There's still so much in me that I know, like this book was the, I already have a second book in my head, Message Part Two. I'm working on some different little projects. One is called My Red Sea Experience. I'm working on My Sis Is the Bomb.com, and I'm trying to create a whole Coco Maria world where one stop, you can come here, you can get the counseling you need. You know, you want to learn how to write, you want to learn how to do this, you need direction. Because I think one of the key for me, starting over and knowing that it's okay to start over, that's kind of like the underlying theme, that it's never too late. And if you think you're going down one path, you know, I thought I was going to be married forever. And I never thought after 20 years, I would not be married and wife and, you know, mom and doing all that stuff. And so what happens when life throws you a curve? Where do you go? And so it, just knowing that it's okay to start over and that you can start over, and that even though you might have thought this was all you had, there's more to life. So I'm on that journey, just kind of, you know, the book was the one thing I was doing. The acting is all that's a part of who I am, and just trying to utilize all the gifts that God gave me. Cool. And inspire others to do the same. So,
yeah. That works for me.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like I wrote this song called My Dash. And it's talking about like the date you was born, the date you passed. It's not important. It's the dash in the middle. That's your life. Yeah. What'd you do with it?
What did you do with it?
Yeah.
And that's it. If you just came here, you know, I want, and in the book I talk about, I want my life, my death to leave a void. I want there to be a space where I was that somebody's like, oh, she's gone and it feels empty here. So we got to jump in. We got to fill it. If I didn't do anything, there's nothing left when I leave. There's no void. Nobody's life is affected. If nobody's life is affected when you go, that's a problem.
Something to think about.
And that's not vanity. That's because I want to serve so many people and I want to give everything I've got. I don't want to take nothing with me because it's, what am I going to do with it when I'm gone?
Yeah. Leave it all on the field.
Leave it all on the field. And I want to leave enough, and I want to leave enough direction that somebody else can pick it up.
Right.
And say, okay, what can we got to keep going.
Be inspired by it. Move on.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Lift them up when they're down and out.
Amen.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So what else you learned about being in California?
You know what?
About you.
I think I learned, and it's funny because, you know, when you're in the middle of something, you just do it.
Yeah.
It's just life. You know, okay, I was thrown this, so okay, now I'm doing this. But I have friends who say to me all the time, like, man, you're so brave. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like this little trembling warrior, you know, I'm trembling every step of the way. And they're like, but you went to California. And for me, it's just, I'm doing what needs to be done to take care of myself. I'm trying to explore. I think, it's funny, when I first moved to California, I was staying in one place, and you know, it was kind of shell shocked because I didn't know people rented rooms and all of that stuff. Because you know, Indiana, I never rented a room. I owned a home, or you know, there's apartments, there's whatever. But when I came here, and I remember I met somebody, and they were a grown man saying, "Yeah, rent this room," and I'm like, "Wait, you what?" And I was like, "Ooh, what kind of, you rent a room?" And then after like a month, I'm like, "Oh,
I need a room.
I need a room." I was like, "I need a room. This place is expensive." And so,
that's, you know, the way they're doing things now.
All my little money I had was gone in several. I'm like, "Whoa, okay, San Diego is not the spot for me." I was like, "So let's see, where else could I go?" So I learned that I'm still able to try new things. You know, I learned definitely that, you know, they say you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Lord, now I know you said you're not going to put more on us than we can bear, but I think I'm at my limit here. I don't know how much more, you know, because people, you know, this is a story for another day, but you don't know. I don't even know if you knew I was homeless out here. Yeah, man.
Wow.
I slept in my car, and I'm a grown, past grown woman. Sleep, and here I am.
Had it all.
No friends. Don't really know.
That's got to be scary, man.
It was scary, but it's funny because God just aligns you with people. And even during that phase of the homelessness, so I'm going to tell you, everybody going to hear this now, right?
When we did
clean the sheets,
I
was sleeping in my car.
I would have never known.
When we did that. No, I would come to rehearsal from my driveway, and only one person found out, knew. And that was because he walked me to my car and he said, "What is up? What's going on?" And I kept trying to get him to not walk to the car, but it was dark that night. We were leaving rehearsal. And he was like, "No, I'm not going to let you walk." I was like, "No, I'm good."
Oh, my God.
And he was like, "What's going on? Are you?" Because I had a nosebleed on set and during rehearsal when we were on stage. That I don't know if you remember
that. I remember that.
But do you remember? And I'm on there and my nose started bleeding. And he was like, "You know, that's from sleeping in that car. And it's because of the recycled air." And he was just going, I was like,
"Gonna throw that on you." That's cool.
Oh, my God. Because he was like, "You can't keep doing this. You might have to get out." I was like, "I'm going to get out the car when it's time to get out the car." You know, but so I definitely have learned. I learned that I still can laugh at stuff and be grateful for all things.
Wow.
Because even during that time, even where I slept and parked my car was a blessed spot.
Wow.
It was a safe spot. I woke up and I remember I used to say, "Man, I wake up, the sun literally would shine through my windshield." And it was so pretty because I was in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it was gorgeous. And I'm like, wow, I mean, you wake up to this beautiful sunrise. Of course, yeah, we know we're just not going to talk about where it was, but it was still beautiful. And so, I mean, I learned that I'm still able, that there's always beauty. And God says he'll turn your, he'll make beauty out of your ashes. And he did that. And wow. He continues to do that. And when I moved to the desert a couple of years ago, I always say, "Man, Lord, he had to bring me to the desert. So he took me out here where I really don't know anybody." Because you guys are what, like an hour from me? And so everybody's so far. So it's like, I took like that first year just sitting here. I mean, but during that first year, that's when I wrote my book. That's when I created my avatars and I got all my stuff trademarked. And I mean, so it was a great time of separation,
isolation,
and reflection, and able, you know, and I think isolation is good at times when you're doing it for a specific purpose, right?
Right.
And so it was me and God, and I'm like, "What do you want from me?" Not a narrow one.
Here's the assignment, my daughter. Here's the assignment.
And so, yeah, I was able to do that, and I mean, I'm grateful for it. And I got my book done and I have been wanting to write it. It's my books. I have three books that are on my vision board. I'm not going to tell you how long they've been on that vision board. I think if I looked at the date that it was supposed to be done. Oh, my God. It's like 2007. One thing on my vision board, I know, started in 2006. And I still haven't gotten to it, but life has just been so hectic. But coming out here, I started getting those things accomplished in the last 2 years. So,
okay.
Yeah. Anytime somebody wants to be creative, they need to pull away and really hone in on who they are. Yeah.
That's an interesting story. That sounds like a soundtrack, a movie soundtrack.
I think I could write a movie.
Heck yeah. Just a journey.
Yeah.
When I moved to Georgia, I ended up in California.
Right? And all the crazy stuff that I've heard about people's experiences, I never experienced any of that until I moved to California.
Hey.
I've experienced
a rude awakening, huh?
Whoa. And I'm like, oh, this is how you,
You lived a sheltered life back in Indiana.
Well, I lived a sheltered life, you know, being married and at a young age, and you're not really, you know, very heavily in the church. Mm-hmm. So I literally went to church, took the kids to church. My husband and I did some, we sung at church. We did concerts and stuff, but it was all church related. So not a lot of outside, you know, dealing with a whole bunch of different people because just didn't have the time between kids and church and raising them, you know. So, yeah, I came to
California. Then you came out to the wilderness.
Woo!
Where everything and all things go. Like, wow, God. It's a big, mad, crazy world out here. You still there? Yeah. Where's your hand so you can hold it?
See, that part. Like, Jesus, yeah, people were...
You had to ask, hey, God, are you in California? Where are you?
You these know, crazy. Well, I know he's here because I'm here because you here. Yeah. You know, that's the thing with amidst all this craziness. I think you and I were just talking about that, how he just, you don't need a lot of people. You just need solid people.
Yeah, you just need the right ones.
A few solid people. And I have been blessed with a few solid people.
They hold you down, hold you together, keep you. Keep your mind right. Check on you.
Yes.
Encourage you. Lift you up. Pray for you.
For sure.
You know.
For sure. This has been a blessing all the way around. Everything that I've experienced since I've been here, I can see God's hand working to hone me, to just get me, shine me up a little more. You know, he's like, let me get that out of you. It ain't that. Okay.
Let me get some of the kinks out of your armor here.
I'm like, okay, Lord, now you've been refining me for a lot of years. Am I done yet? Am I done yet?
The work is never done.
Right. Can I shine a little now? I mean, you know, is this good enough? Are you going to poke me some more? I just want to know how much pruning can a girl get?
Got to shine you up.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, but then you know, we still got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of work to do together and get stuff done. So.
Yep.
But look, this is the part of the show. This is the part of the show when I ask my guests to give some life nuggets like you already did, but you got it. One more you can give us?
Like I said before, it's never too late to start over. No matter where you find yourself in life, ask yourself, what is it that I like? What lesson am I trying to, you know, do I need to learn right here at this moment? And listen for the answer and you'll hear it in your gut. You'll know, you know, I don't think anything happens by chance. I think everything is God arranged or God allowed. And so just know that as long as you're breathing, as long as you have open opportunity that you can change and you can add something and that you're valuable and that you're loved and that you matter.
Ooh, mic drop. You're valuable, you're loved, and you matter.
And you matter.
And one more thing, you are enough.
You are enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just love yourself. Love yourself and love others.
Yep. Amen.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty much, man. That's a great interview. You thought you was going to be nervous, but we have these conversations all the time, so that's natural.
We have these conversations all the time.
Yeah, that's normal for us.
It's natural. That's right.
We try to keep each other inspired and going, you know, going after the gusto and just trying to stay, you know, positive and focused.
Yeah. Yep. Just be who you are. As long as that's the part that I realize, I don't need to be nervous because I just got to be me.
Yeah. Just do you.
This is who I am. Right. Just do you. And that's the trueness. That's the authenticity. Is that right? Authentic. Be your true authentic self.
Yeah, something like that. The A word.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to thank you for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome guests like you that make this show great. So I just wanted to let the world know who my new friend is. Well, she's not my new friend. She's one of my newest friends in the last 6 years, but
amen. Yeah.
She's a friend, a great friend to be friend with. So yeah. I cherish my friends because, you know, I don't have but a handful of them that's some cool right. people and stuff. So the ones that's cool, I just want to love on them and just cherish them because, you know, that's if you can get some good friends in life, that's a blessing.
That's right.
So that's my friend Colette Coco Maria Owens, y'all.
Yes.
I think my audience love you. Yes. Aww. Give it up for Coco.
Oh,
take a bow, my queen. Take a bow.
Thank you. No, seriously, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, folks. And that's it for this week. Miss Coco Maria Owens is going to be, I don't know where she's going to be.
I'm around.
Yeah.
On Facebook, on Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We have all the links. We have all the links in the description or the notes below. So check her out, y'all, and get that book. What's the name of that book again?
Once again, it's called Message to My Children. And I'll say one quick thing. Mm-hmm. If anybody has a message they want to send to their children, check me out on Facebook and do a little post. Tell me what it is. And let's try to put something together.
Right. We're going at legacy, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, we out of here, folks. Have a good one.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Hi, this is Colette Maria Owens, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Now be sure to check me out on Facebook at Colette Owens or Instagram, Miss Coco Maria. That's MSCOCOMARIA.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.